Hello and welcome to I Can't Believe It's Not the Mouse, the podcast all about animated features not made by the mouse. I'm your host, Octaviano Macias, and today I'm talking about a Mexican animated feature. I was looking around because I was thinking, like, okay, I want to do a foreign feature. I want to do something, you know, different. You know, I've already done a French film fairly recently, had something Japanese fairly recently, and, you know, I don't want anime to be the only foreign thing that I do regularly. So I figured, okay, you know what? Let me do another animated feature from the country of my background. While looking into this, I found something on Netflix called Hika's Journey. Hika's Journey is a pretty simple animated feature. It definitely is something for kids. The animation in it, while it's not bad, it's definitely cute, is something pretty simple. It's like the character designs are something that you would probably see like on a pretty low budget cable show. That's not to say that it looks bad. It doesn't. It really does look charming. For what it is, it works, is basically what I'm trying to say. I do like how they incorporate CG into this. In a lot of ways, it kind of reminds me of the stuff that Disney has hinted at for years. Well, not really years, but it used to hint at, where they were going to do stuff like Where the Wild Things Are as a 2D, 3D hybrid, but that never came to fruition. There is footage of it out there, but it never really happened. That's kind of how this plays out. And for what it is, it looks nice. Could it look better? Absolutely. But I do think that, all told, it is a nicely animated movie. Now, the movie itself is, like I said, pretty simple. You basically have this little village where a businessman has decided, okay, there's this big mountain right there, and I want to get the gold in there. So, you know, greedy corporate man, we've seen this before. And the way they're going about it is to start fracking the mountain. Okay, modern political thing. It's environmental. Like I said, we've seen evil corporate businessmen and kids' movies before and whatnot. And in a way, that does sound like it would be kind of annoying, because it's like, you know, it's going to be preachy. It's going to be, you know, all that stuff. But one, considering the people that we've seen in politics over the years, and considering how much the environment has been damaged over the years, this feels important. That's not to say that I think because of that this movie is great. It really isn't. The movie itself is just okay. But I, you know, if I was younger, I definitely probably would have found this more annoying. As I am now, I'm just like, okay, you know, it's fine for what it is. And I can't really say that this is outlandish or fake or whatever. Like, even though the villains get over the top, and especially like the main businessman gets over the top in terms of how he handles the stuff, because realistically, it's like, yeah, you know, looking at it, a lot of these people are this cartoonishly evil. Again, look at the people that we've had in politics over the last few years. If you're a right winger, you definitely come out like something out of like Captain Planet. And that's not me joking. That's literally how it feels like. So in that regard, I can't really say I complain too much, even if it, you know, some of it does feel kind of cartoonish. Like, well, look at real life. And opposing that, we got the main character, which is a little girl named Kopi, and her dog named Hika. She has a friend, and there's a whole mystery involving where her mother disappeared to. It turns out that she went to the mountain and never came back. And just to be clear, I will be talking about this movie, so obviously spoilers here. At this point, I just want to make it clear for any longtime viewers, or if you're a new viewer, I will be talking spoilers throughout this, so if you're at all interested, definitely go check it out. If you're not interested, maybe check it out anyways, just so you don't get lost in what I talk about. But, you know, I'll try to make it as clear as possible, even if you've never seen it. But yeah, like, there's a whole thing where basically the grandma doesn't want to tell the main character where her mother went. It turns out a protector of the mountain, like, she has this stone that connects with two other stones that are held by two other villagers, one being the local old man and the other being the mother of the mayor of the town, who it turns out is kind of an idiot and accepted the bribe from the evil corporate businessman to start fracking the mountain. Basically, they're like, okay, we gotta stop all this from happening, but we're of course way too old, and things get more complicated when they realize that Kopi, after overhearing the fact that the mother went to the mountain and disappeared there, she decides to go journey into it. So Kopi's friend is pretty much given the task, like, okay, take these stones to her. You guys are gonna have to be, you know, finding whoever, you know, is in the mountain that can connect the stones and stop everything from happening. Now, if the title wasn't a dead giveaway, it turns out that the dog Hika is actually more special than they know. Once they get to the mountain, he starts talking, which I'll be honest, it's one of the weaker choices of the movie. Like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like I don't really care for this character. Even after they give him a voice and they make him more involved in the story, like, I was kind of like, okay, there's multiple animals that come through here. There's a like basically like a rabbit, a possum, and whatnot. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not saying that necessarily any one of those could have replaced the dog, but yeah, any one of those could have pretty much replaced the dog, and it wouldn't have made much of a difference to me. So there's like a whole thing where they're trying to find who they're supposed to take the stones to fix the problem. There's guardian spirits, there's the mystery of the mother, and then there's the town that eventually realizes, okay, wait a second, they're going to be destroying our town through the use of fracking. So they start trying to fight back, and you got all these things coming to a head. And, you know, it does feel like, okay, it's probably a bit too broad for even for a 90-minute movie. Not that this movie outstays its welcome, but it's like a lot of it just doesn't matter to me. It's just like, okay, I already know what's going on. And again, not necessarily that it couldn't have been as long as it is. It's just that if you made this any shorter, I don't think much information would have been lost. I don't know. It really didn't make much of a difference for me either way. It was just, here's your story, here's your messages, here's your characters. There you go. But like I said again, it's not a bad movie. It's fine. You know, the animation, like I said, is nice, even if it can be a little too simple. And even though I don't really care for the Hika character, overall, I wasn't really annoyed by anyone in this movie. For the most part, I did get a few laughs out of just how over-the-top the villains were. I did get, you know, some enjoyment from some of the characters just talking. It's just nothing that is, you know, extraordinary, like nothing that's revolutionary. It's pretty much exactly what you get when you think of this thing. Like, granted, it eventually does go a little wild, and I wish more of the movie had been as wild as it gets by the end of the movie, because as you're going through this journey, they encounter this evil scorpion. The scorpion ends up attacking the Kopi girl, and as a result, Hika has to go on this, you know, own journey on his own to, you know, basically find a way to save her. Discovers where the mother is. She's a spirit within the mountain, you know, helping guard it, because it turns out that there's been multiple times where people tried attacking the mountain. So it's a whole thing where it's like, okay, Hika, you know, you're a brave dog and you're helping these people. Great. And surprise, you're the person that is supposed to save everyone. It turns out that this whole journey has been less about you finding the person that'll stop this and more about you finding yourself become the hero that you need to be, which, well, okay, you know, that's not exactly original, but it is kind of like, okay, that's something. And I know that sounds like a waste of time for a lot of people, because it's like, well, if he was already there, why couldn't he just fix things, but it's like, look, like the movie says, it's about him going through this journey so he could become the hero. So I'm like, okay, I won't say it's clever, but at the same time, I will say that it creates this situation where it's like, okay, you know, the whole journey is, you know, the journey is the destination kind of thing, where it's like, okay, well, you know, I get it. It's important. You know, once it gets to that point, he's able to rescue the girl, you know, cure her of her illness caused by the scorpion. They fight off the scorpion. Hiko becomes this pretty much super dog. And then the mountain starts fighting back against the people fracking. The land is splitting apart. There's this giant spider monster creature that's made up of sand and dirt and whatnot coming through the land. He starts attacking the machinery. Two of the rich evil businessmen, you know, are supporting the main one, are turned into insects while insulting everyone else, and then they're crushed by like the machinery or the land or whatever. And the main businessman is horribly killed by this creature. And I'm just sitting there like, dude, this is pretty wild for a kid's movie. If that wasn't enough, once they solve everything and everything stopped, they're still like, there's one more person that needs to be punished. The mayor, you allowed this to happen. You have to be punished. So as a result, the mother of the mayor is pretty much like, look, don't hurt my boy. It's my fault that he came out this way. But he could give a glance at the mayor and is like, dude, come on. You know, don't worry. You're good. So this deer, which I've been completely been forgetting to bring up, who's been there, basically opens up a piece of the land, and the mayor goes through it, and out comes out Kobe's mother. So it's like, okay, one soul for another. So it seems like maybe he became the guardian of the mountain, or the new spirit guardian. With that, I'm just like, again, this movie's pretty wild on that front. It's just like, this guy just, I mean, granted, he made a mistake and that was horrible, but it's like he just sacrificed himself to bring back this other person back to life, and it's like, you know, happily ever after. And from there, it's pretty much your standard, you know, fairy tale Disney movie ending, where it's like Hiko's given the chance to join the mountain, but he wants to stay with his family, so he's allowed to stay with the family, and all is well until another man wants to frack the mountain, I guess. The end. And I'm like, man, the movie would have been so much better if it was as crazy as those final minutes, where it's just like, we're just throwing everything at it. Like, you know, Kev, throughout the journey, you know, more dangerous stuff that's going on before the journey starts. Have the villains acting so over the top. Maybe have them kill some guys or something. The main bad guy was already kind of telling the soldiers to kill the villagers, so why not actually go for it? If it was like that, I would have definitely called this a really fun time. Unfortunately, as is, it's just a basic time. Like I said, it's not necessarily a bad movie. It's just that it's very much something that doesn't do anything all that special until those final minutes. And as a result, it's just like, yeah, can I recommend it? You know, if you're a young viewer or just want to explore movies of different countries, sure, why not? It's not going to hurt you. It's just 90 simple minutes. It's got its pros, it's got its cons. The animation is never outright bad, even if it's never all that amazing. It's serviceable. But if I were recommending this to just an average person just who wants to have a very fun time, I mean, I'm not going to do that. It's not worth it. It's not, you know, necessarily a bad movie, but it's also not necessarily anything to write home about. And that's unfortunate, because when it does get crazy, it's like I've said repeatedly already, it is certainly a wild thing. And I do wish more animated movies had that confidence to go wild, even just as much as this movie does, but I would say more regularly. But of course, you know, I know there's studios who get behind these things and prevent stuff from going that wild. And maybe that's what happened here. Maybe the studio behind it was just like, okay, you got to dial it back. Some of this is a little too much. We'll allow it for that ending, but we're not going to allow it throughout this. Because when it comes to that, it really does feel like something you'd get out of like a fable, like, you know, something that would have been like a story that you would have heard from your, like, your parents or grandparents as a kid, where it's like, since this is such an old story created and remixed by so many different people, there's certain things that I don't want to say don't make sense, but feel so out there, and it's just like, okay, that's crazy how that's a part of that story. But instead it ends up feeling like a typical corporate product of about saving the environment, with the only thing that feels kind of relevant being the fact that they're specifically mentioning, like, okay, we're gonna be fracking the mountain, because they could have easily just said that we're gonna destroy the mountain and just use random things, which they kind of do, because some of the technology that they use to frack the mountain, I'm like, I don't think that's actual technology. They're like, at some point, one of them looks like a freaking Mac, but I could be wrong. I don't know how a lot of that stuff works. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a wild time in that regard. At least for the last 20 minutes, maybe really less than that, but at the very least, you know, with it being 90 minutes, you're not going to feel tired once you get to it. At least I don't think. What I definitely prefer more, of course, but like I've already said, I get it. In that regard, it could have been better. A little disappointed, but I can't say that I'm all that bothered by it. I will say that in comparison to the last time I did a Mexican animated feature, this is definitely the weaker one. It's the one that I'll probably forget much more, even though I would say the animation on this looks a little better, just because with the last one, which was Disfraz por Nicolas, which is a costume for Nicolas, with that one, the animations at times would look nice, and then at other times it would look kind of choppy. There's no moments in here that look choppy, so at the very least, it gets the one up on that one. But yeah, you know, I would recommend that one more if you're looking for a Mexican animated feature. I don't know. There's definitely got to be more out there that are better, but you know, over time we'll find them. I'm sure we're gonna find something really special for this. You know, if you're interested at all from what I said, it's on Netflix. It's called Hiko's Journey. Just to be clear, for those of you who are non-Spanish speakers, it would be XICA. Just if you're curious, you'll probably see it in the title for this. So, you know, don't worry too much about how it's spelled. But if what I said didn't impress you too much, I mean, that itself should tell you that, you know, you could probably skip it. Like I said, it does have its moments that are worth watching. I don't know if you could look it up on YouTube or not, but realistically, if you care about cinema, I would recommend just watching it from beginning to end. You know, give it a fair shake. You know, maybe you might like it more than I do, and that's the important thing. A lot of people, you know, often forget that just because one person likes or dislikes something doesn't mean that they will, even if their opinions are usually very similar. You might see something that I didn't. You might be in a better mood than I am. I don't know. In any case, thank you for listening. This has been Octaviano Macias, and I'll see you again next time. Las piedras. Ay, es un conejo que habla.
Mejor se van acostumbrando a todo esto. Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of these podcasts. And if you just want to listen to them, there's always the option of just following the podcasts on their various sites, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you choose, I hope you continue enjoying these. And if you want to support me even further than that, there's always the option of Patreon. With Patreon, even just a dollar will get your name on the video versions of this and on other videos that I may do outside of these podcasts. A few dollars more gets you some behind the scenes info, and as this continues to grow, you'll find that there's more perks to it. So I hope you consider supporting me through Patreon as well. In any case, again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.